Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the nine spiritual gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We studied last week the revelation gifts, the three gifts of the Spirit that reveal something. And then earlier this week, we looked at the power gifts, or the gifts that do something in a supernatural way, which included the working of miracles, the gifts of healing, and the gift of special faith. And today and tomorrow, we will conclude with the utterance gifts, the three gifts of the Spirit which say something. Today, I want to focus on the gift of prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 has been our text, and I'll read it to you, starting at the first verse. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. And then skipping to verse 4, it says, Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He, meaning God, wills. Today we're going to focus on the gift of prophecy. The word prophecy found here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is defined in Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words as being a word that signifies the speaking forth of the mind and the counsel of God. So to prophesy in the sense that is mentioned here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this spiritual gift of prophecy means the speaking forth of the mind and the counsel of God. You could say that this is the gift that is supernaturally inspired utterance in a known language or in the language of the speaker, which is given to the church for edification, for exhortation, and for comfort, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. That is the purpose of prophecy. It says, But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. God wants to speak comfort, encouragement, which is exhortation, and edification, or building up, to the church, to his people, the body of Christ. That is the heart of God. It is such an important gift to the Lord that it operate in the church that it is mentioned 22 times between chapters 11 and 14 of 1 Corinthians, which to me demonstrates the preeminence given to it by the Holy Spirit. And then we are told to earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially prophecy, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. And we're also told to covet prophecy in 1 Corinthians 14, 29. You could say there's a strong emphasis by the Holy Spirit on the church, the body of Christ, the believer, to pursue God for the spiritual gifts, but especially for prophecy. Now, prophecy has often been misinterpreted as being foretelling of the future. And that word prophecy is used in that way. And in the Old Testament, we see much prophecy that is a foretelling of future events. But the word prophecy here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is not referring to that. It is simply referring to the speaking forth of the mind in the counsel of God. It's a supernaturally inspired speech that speaks forth what God is saying and thinking. And it gives comfort, it gives encouragement, it gives edification to the hearers. And it is very important that we recognize that this gift is not the gift of foretelling the future. Though the gift of the prophet, or you could say the fivefold ministry gift of the prophet, which is discussed in Ephesians chapter 4, that office of the prophet, someone who has the gift of the prophet, does enter into the realm where he's given from God insight into the future and has revelation from God about future events. Whereas the simple gift of prophecy discussed here in 1 Corinthians 12 is not about revelation of future events. It does not involve foretelling the future. It does not involve giving people personal direction or correction, which are all seen in the ministry of the prophet. But everyone who prophesies, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this simple gift of prophecy, people who give forth those types of prophetic words do not necessarily stand in the office of the prophet. Simple prophecy is a gift that every Christian can have operating in their life because we are all told to covet this gift earnestly so that the church may be edified. We are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20, despise not prophesying. And yet, many in the church today are very repulsed by the very idea that the gift of prophecy is in operation today, or they're very gun-shy because perhaps they've seen an abuse of the gifts, or people have presented themselves as having the gift of prophecy and then used it for manipulation or control or to give direction or correction or rebuke, which is not the function of the gift of prophecy. It is to encourage the church. It is to build up the church. It is to comfort the church. This is a very important distinction that we need to make, and I understand how historically in the church many people have ended up resisting or pushing that whole area out the door because of abuses that they have seen. Perhaps a pastor would not want anyone to prophesy in their church meeting because of fear of things being out of order, and that is understandable. But the Holy Spirit did not give this gift and encourage the church to covet this gift for things to be out of order. There is an orderliness that we are told in Scripture that's from the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 29, we're given scriptural guidelines. It says that in a public meeting, there should be only two or three prophetic utterances. A person who has a prophetic utterance has to be sensitive to other people who also may have a message from the Lord, according to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 30. And the other tidbit or guideline, you could say, that we're given in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians about prophecy in the general church or in a church meeting is that people who have the gifting of prophecy, the simple gift of prophecy, and are going to give a prophetic utterance, they are able to control it because the scripture tells us that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, meaning that don't be misled if someone says, oh, when this comes over me, I can't stop it, and they have to just speak it out and they have to interrupt the whole church meeting. That's inappropriate and unbiblical. People with the prophetic utterance are able to control it, as evidenced in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 32. God wants the gift of prophecy operating in the church today. It's to be a blessing. It's to build up the church. When a person speaks in this genuine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the flow of words that come out of their mouth are beautiful. They are encouraging or comforting or edifying to the church. And after they've finished speaking, they may not even remember everything they said because they were so led of the Spirit and it wasn't led of their natural mind. This is an important thing to understand about the pure gift of simple gift of prophecy as intended by the Lord to be used in the church. I have seen on many occasions where this gift has so encouraged the body of Christ. I recall an incident where a certain individual in our body was contemplating a decision, and this particular scripture kept coming to his mind over and over again, and he kept praying, God, show me if this is you, if this is correct direction. And sure enough, on Sunday, someone who does operate with this simple gift of prophecy in our body came up to this individual and said, I feel very prompted to read you this scripture. And out of their mouth came the very words of the scripture that this person had been meditating on and asking the Lord if this was indeed the direction that he needed. It was a confirmation. It was encouragement. It built the person up. It comforted them that they were on the right track. That's the purpose of the simple gift of prophecy. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like further study on the gifts and the calling of God, we have a 6-tape series that we'll send to you called The Gifts and Calling of God for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you 2 of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you 2 copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.